the world at a rather young age. The Gemara says that Yisurim Shel Ahava, the Yisurim She'ein Behem Bittul Toira. Of course, the Poshita, proper understanding, Ein Behem Bittul Toira, is that in the condition in which the Yisurim exist, nonetheless, the Torah is being taking place. There is no Bittul Torah. I mean, there is good basis to think and to understand and to realize that there are times when Yisurim are such that it's not possible to be learning the Shasta Yisurim. And nonetheless, there is a pachinah of Ein Behem Bittul Torah in this way, that a person who is afflicted with a severe and serious condition of Yisurim, and his whole tshuka, his whole cheshik, his whole desire, his whole purpose is to come back to learning. And then again, he's afflicted with those Yisurim. And again, his whole desire, his whole purpose, his whole cheshik is to come back to Divrei Torah. The nature of Yisurim, that a person becomes very aware of his Yisurim. He becomes very involved with his Yisurim. He becomes mudak, very concerned and full of anger because of the Yisurim. And it certainly takes away from concentration and desire for Divrei Torah. This Niftar, we all are witnesses that one bout is another bout with Yisurim did not diminish in one iota his tam in his life, his taste of what his life was. His desire, his purpose, he was a flame of Lichtigkeit, happiness, because he wanted to learn the world. Let me know the path of life. Tchilas Smotus. He was satiated and satisfied and full with the happiness that Taylor brought. He must be a biblical Netzach. His eternity was the sweetness of his Divrei Torah. And then when there fell upon him such a Yisurim, which he couldn't physically put out of, opportunity to be invigorated in their cheshik ha-Torah, from knowing him, from seeing him, being in his company, that he came back to learning. Those were able to appreciate that the tenacity that his being brought with it to hold on to life was his cheshek, his dreikus, his vigor for divrei Torah. Much yisur without bittul Torah. Try to speak of how there was that little prayer in a deeper, profounder place in life. There is no little for the Seir HaChaim that the prayer is. But I want now to hear what it means that the Yisum was Shal Ahava. Yisum Shal Ahava. What we appreciated, there was no little power in those Yisum. But how about the Yisum Shal Ahava? So I just want to read the language of Rashi on this Gemara of Yisum Shabbat. And Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meyaschoi Olam Hazeh, the Eibishter brings upon him Yisum in this world, the Leishum Ovein, without any sin basis. Ki V'Hat Eschoi Olam Habo, because these his own come to make his harm the one of our Lord. Yes, Yisum, more. Mechidezi Yechayeski yourself. More, much more. He was a Mekadosh Torah. Yoisa, Yoisa. And the Eibishter gave him his Rotzon Tov. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesayim Olam Hazeh B'Loi Miyasri Olam Hazeh B'Loi Shum Oven Ki Bahar Beshori Olam Habo Yoyisne Mechteischi Yoyisne. His Kiddush HaTorah was Yoyisne, and his Chuyos are Yoyisne.